right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard. It is Wednesday, December 19th. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. We are going to have a guest here in the program this evening. I'm looking forward to having him join us. This will be his first time on this program. And I really don't need to introduce him to most of you who are, if not regular listeners to the network, or just people who are involved in this movement we call the Patriot Movement, for want of a better way of describing it. My guest tonight has just joined the national staff of American Free Press, but I've known him for a long, long time over the telephone, and certainly having read his work for American Free Press as a journalist, not on the staff, but as an independent journalist, and certainly in many years before that for the Spotlight, for Media Bypass, and through his own website, patshannon.com. And his name is Pat Shannon. That last name, by the way, is not spelled like you might think. It's S-H-A-N-N-A-N. So his website, where he has a lot of good, interesting information, is Pat Shannon, just like it sounds, P-A-T-S-H-A-N-N-A-N.com. Now, Pat will be joining us here momentarily, I hope. I saw him earlier today down at the American Free Press office, and he said he would be aboard. But, you know, here in Washington, D.C., you never can tell. Traffic, weather, you name it. So we'll give Pat a few minutes to come aboard with us, and when he does, we will go right to work. What we are talking about, as you know, if you heard me mentioning this program last night and a couple nights before, we're going to be talking about the Ron Paul campaign and about the fact that there is very good reason to think that the mass media in this country is doing everything it can to undermine Ron Paul. Now, that, again, comes as no surprise to you who are regular listeners to this program, to republicbroadcasting.org, and just generally those of you who are aware of what's going on in this country. And, you know, this is something that I keep pounding away at, the fact that as American Free Press always says, the media is the enemy. Now, I know that sounds strange coming from someone who here is broadcasting through the media, through the broadcast media, and someone who has made his living, for all intents and purposes, working in the media. But I emphasize the independent media, because that's what we have here with Republic Broadcasting, and that's what we have with American Free Press. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I did tell you we have cold weather here in Washington, and with cold weather comes colds. And I've been fighting one reasonably successfully for the last several days. In any case, this problem with the media has just been made worse, if you're not aware of it. The Federal Communications Commission has revised the rules on media ownership, and now they have relaxed the what they call the newspaper broadcast rule. And now this will allow big media companies to buy up more and more control of newspapers and televisions in their communities. According to the New York Times today, critics of this new media rule say that, for example, it will pave the way for Rupert Murdoch to win permanent waivers to control two television stations in New York, as well as the New York Post newspaper and the Wall Street Journal. Well, things are bad enough with the media in a handful of hands. It's getting worse. All right, we're going to a break, folks. Stay tuned.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back here to RepublicBroadcasting.org. Michael Collins Piper here. We are joined tonight by my new colleague at American Free Press, but a gentleman who's been around for a long time bringing people news and information they need to know. A real investigative reporter in the best sense of the word, and also a very entertaining conversationalist, as you will soon find out. This is, of course, Pat Shannon, and, of course, his website, as I mentioned earlier, is patshannon.com. That's Shannon spelled S-H-A-N-N-A-N, patshannon.com. So, Pat, with no further ado, welcome aboard to this, your first appearance on this program, and I hope the first of many.
Hiya, Mike. I haven't seen you in a couple of hours now.
I guess that's the way it works, Pat. Well, we're just going to have to learn to stand these separations. What can I tell you? Well, Pat, I've been telling our listeners that what we were going to talk about is the suppression of Ron Paul's campaign by the mass media, and of course that's exactly what it is. And this week in the December 24th issue of American Free Press, you have an article entitled "Ron Paul Supporters Concerned About Election Rigging in New Hampshire." I'd just like you to go ahead here tonight, Pat, and just start describing what you've written for American Free Press, because unfortunately not all the listeners to RBN are subscribers to American Free Press, but I want them to hear what you have to say about this.
Well, Mike, a couple of weeks ago, you will remember, and readers will remember, I did a long column on the treatment of Ron Paul and how the first several months, we who gravitate towards a constitutionist such as he, we were concerned already the way the major media were ignoring him, and just that's really step number one in the treatment. They will tend to ignore, and now that is going to continue. It has continued all year long, but by mid year, around 1st July or so, after they were seeing what was happening in Iowa, you may remember that Ron Paul was ousted from the Iowa debates. The Republican Party decided they didn't want him, and so he was disinvited, if he was ever invited.
Right.
And what I thought was one of the cleverest political moves one could think of, instead of leaning back and licking his wounds and waiting for the next one, Ron's organizers just rented the room next door, and Ron had a political rally. But the amusing thing is there were about 500 people at the debates, and there were over 1,000 in Ron's room at his rally in the same building. So I found that quite entertaining. What it amounted to then, it was more than the major media could ignore. And so they had to then start making fun of him. You may remember, too, that in a piece that I wrote about, that Fox News and the debates where he did get on, forgetting where they were now, didn't make any difference. But when Ron would be making a point, somebody pushing the computer buttons opened up Rudy's microphone, and we'd hear him laughing back there, just cackling like the utter fool that he is. And even the screen split, the TV screen split, and they showed him laughing and mocking Dr. Paul, who was making serious points about the war not being declared, and we're not supposed to be there unless Congress declares it, and so on. So these are the sorts of things and treatment that we've seen already. But then when he raised over $4 million in one day on November the 5th, they had to reach back only 400 years to come up with some disparaging idea that Ron Paul himself had chosen this day to do a money bomb because it was Guy Fawkes Day in England, and he had attempted to blow up Parliament some 400 years ago. And therefore, Ron Paul must be a terrorist. and even Glenn Beck, who, by the way, redeemed himself last night. I think he was under pressure. We can talk about that in a moment. But Glenn Beck made some very, very foolish remarks about Ron Paul, and he made the point Beck did last night when he had Ron on for an hour, almost in an apologetic situation. Glenn admitted in the last 10 minutes or so of the show that his life had been threatened, and he had been wearing a bulletproof vest for the last few weeks since he said so many stupid things about Ron. And, of course, Dr. Paul immediately said, you know, he can't control what the public does, and he certainly wouldn't stand for any kind of violence like that, and nobody from his staff is, you know, would stoop to that sort of thing, and he didn't condone that action at all. Personally, I found it was kind of amusing.
Yeah, on the other hand, though, Pat, you know, the very fact that Glenn Beck, it occurs to me, if he were to make a comment like that, there's an underlying theme there that Ron Paul's supporters have a potential toward violence. You know, it's that underlying theme again, you know, that there's some terrorism at work there. So I would disagree with you on that being funny in that context. I can see where it might be laughable, but on the other hand, it seems to me to come back to this anti-Paul theme that's been, you know, prevalent in the media to the extent they have talked about him at all. But you have really summarized just in the last couple minutes here quite well how the media has approached his campaign.
Well, let me point out that, you know, I agree with you that of the underlying theme there. But let's not forget also that very well could have been a false flag operation again. You know, it very well could have been some of Giuliani's boys who were calling Glenn Beck and, mm-hmm. and making threats just to make it up here.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely.
But anyway, in that article a couple of weeks ago, I predicted then that the dirty tricks is going to be the next level because they're having to raise the temperature here on the heat on Paul because what they've done so far doesn't work. My good friend Red Beckman in Washington, he and I were speaking about this yesterday, and he's a very, very hardcore biblical man. And he calls this the Pharaoh syndrome. And what happened way, way back in the Old Testament days when Pharaoh was cursed by the Lord because he wouldn't follow his guidance, everything Pharaoh did was wrong. Nothing would work. And your Old Testament scholars will know exactly what I'm talking about. Well, Red Beckman says that's what is coming down on this government today. And he says, as you watch this unfold, you'll find it amusing because he said, I believe that everything they attempt to do to Ron Paul is going to backfire on him in the next year. So we should watch for the Pharaoh system. I would find that amusing, too.
Oh, that would be very, very amusing because I do think, as I've said on this program, and you and I have talked about it off the air down there at the American Free Press office, the Washington Post, say what you will about it, it's a bad newspaper in many respects, but it does reflect the thinking of the people in power generally, and they have sent out not so subtle signals in a variety of ways in news articles and elsewhere. Even if only in passing, they have hinted to their readers that, hey, we might be laughing at Ron Paul, but there's something happening out there. People are paying attention to this guy. And as I love to say, the Post said, in its words, not mine, that Ron Paul's campaign threatens to upend the race for the Republican presidential nomination.
Absolutely. And even some of the congressmen are admitting that today. Jim Tucker, our senior editor, handed me a note today that he had spoken with one of the congressmen from Louisiana who had told him pretty much what you just said, that Ron Paul is going to have an impact. He's going to have an impact on this election. So some of the people in the higher places are starting to wake up. But another thing along those lines, Mike, and I don't think you and I have talked about this, and I'm not sure that you even know this. I just spotted it a couple of days ago, and you may or may not have seen the story where young people, I'm talking about young couples, 25, 30, and 35 years old with young children and just starting out in their careers, have actually quit their jobs. Now, this is dedication. They have one couple in Arizona and another in California, as I remember from the article, have quit their jobs and moved to New Hampshire to do volunteer work for Ron Paul. Now, that is commitment. I would like to know how many have done that for Hillary Clinton.
Or Rudy Giuliani, or Fred Thompson, or make a long, long list of people who are getting the big hello from the mass media, unlike Ron Paul.
Yeah, I really believe that if we have an honest, uncontrolled election, like I seriously doubt, and which we'll come to in a moment because you asked me about the vote fraud, but if there possibly could be a serious primary vote count in New Hampshire in January, I think Ron Paul would swamp them.
Well, you know, that's not out of the realm of possibility. Don't forget that Pat Buchanan actually won the New Hampshire primary. Or let's put it this way, they allowed him, perhaps, to win the New Hampshire primary in, I believe it was the 1996 election. And in 1992, there was real serious doubt as to whether or not then President Bush actually won the Republican primary because the computers broke down that night. And while Pat Buchanan was winning in the paper ballot regions, it was only because the computers came around and gave President George H.W. Bush victory that Bush himself could declare a victory there. So New Hampshire is a very, very interesting place to talk about, and we are going to the break. When we come back, Pat, I'd like you to talk now about these concerns about election rigging in New Hampshire. All right, folks, we're going to the break here. coming back soon with Pat Shannon. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're here with Pat Shannon from the American Free Press. Of course, American Free Press, their website is AmericanFreePress.net. And Pat has his own website at Pat Shannon, Shannon ending with A-N, not O-N, PatShannon.com. Pat, your article focuses on New Hampshire in one respect, but it also, and we want to talk definitely about this. We want to talk about Ron Paul's national base of support, but let's focus on New Hampshire, since New Hampshire is the first big primary state, so to speak.
Sure. You mentioned Pat Buchanan earlier in 96, and I remember that well. In fact, that was on my mind when I was writing this article last week, because in 1996, Pat Buchanan, as you touched on, was he was just running like a wild freight train, and it really was concerning the powers that be, because not only was he going to swamp the Republicans and get the nomination come July, but he was going to blow Bill Clinton out of the White House, and I'm convinced of that. They had to do something about it, and what they did was fix the elections, but they didn't have to wait for the election. They fixed the primaries. And it was more obvious to people such as I who had already read Jim and Ken Collier's book called Boat Scam, The Stealing of America, written back just a couple years before that. I'd say about 92 or 93 they got around to writing their book because they had some 20 years experience of witnessing this, the computer vote fraud that they actually stumbled on in 1970 down in Miami area. And then they tracked it for several years in several different states and tracked the conspiracy to the League of Women Voters were quite active participants in this. The election officials and even county clerks. It was widespread, and they were bowled over by the enormity of this whole situation. Well, in 1996, here Pat Buchanan is running wild, and the powers that be wanted Bob Dole to get the Republican nomination for one simple reason. He couldn't beat Clinton, and Clinton was the one. And, you know, a lot of people think that the Republicans are going to put in their best guy and the Democrats are going to put in their best guy and they're going to fight it out. Well, that's just not the way it is anymore because both parties are controlled, and it's decided long before November of election year who is actually going to be in office. Well, it came to what they called in March, the Super Tuesday. You remember Super Tuesday? In the western states, there were eight primaries, Republican primaries, going Washington, Oregon, California, Arizona, and I can't name them all, but, you know, eight western states out there. Utah had their primaries, and Buchanan, of course, was a pretty hot favorite. Well, I happened to be in Memphis, Tennessee that night, and that's in the central time zone. I remember distinctly that 7 o'clock in the central time zone, Dan Rather came on CBS, and he announced that he was astounded that Bob Dole had swept all eight of the Republican primaries and Super Tuesday out west, and which had just about guaranteed his chances to become the Republican nominee and had sunk in the ship of Pat Buchanan, who had such high hopes, blah, blah, blah. Well, first of all, having read the book, I could see the handwriting on the wall in about 5 seconds. But then also realizing that it's 7 o'clock in Memphis, Tennessee. Holy smokes, it's only 5 o'clock in Washington and Oregon and California. The polls haven't even closed yet.
And that's the magic. That's the magic of their famous. What do they call those? Exit polls, they call them. Exit polls.
Right. And as the Collier brothers figured out many years before, that the percentages are always the same. They discovered perfection in Florida the first time, where the vote count was precisely the same to the vote. And the conspirators since learned how to rig those computers so they wouldn't be quite so accurate, but the percentages would always be the same. You know, it would be a 30% for this guy all across the board, or whatever they've had it rigged to be. Well, this is then, at 2 weeks after writing that article, and this began, and I predicted that there's going to be some dirty tricks coming up. That's when I wrote this article this week, because I have now decided that the first dirty trick is going to have to be computer vote fraud. And I'm going out on a limb when I said I believe they're going to do it in New Hampshire. And I think that the Ron Paul people need to, and the honest election poll watchers in New Hampshire, everyone needs to be prepared and be on the lookout. And as you mentioned earlier about the power going off or the computers going down, Collier has always said that this is one of the telltale signs. If the computers go out, if there's a power outage, during the vote count at 10 o'clock or so. So that's one of the things that will be something to watch out for. It'll be a real telltale sign. But I think that Ron Paul has such a powerful, powerful organization nationwide that they're going to have to do something to stop him. And God,
all right. Well, Pat, we have the break coming up here. But after this break, when we come back, we have a good spread of about 25 minutes. And I want you to talk about Ron Paul's base of support around the country, and it's a lot stronger than even I realized, and it's very interesting information. Stay tuned, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here with Pat Shannon from American Free Press. Check out Pat's website at patshannon.com and American Free Press at americanfreepress.net. Now, folks, I do need to tell you, you know, I'm freezing here in my apartment in Washington, but if I had the capacity to get solar power here, what I would probably do would be to join the solution. I would go to jointhesolution.com. That's join-the-solution.com, or I would call 866-276-3975. This provides this solution, your affordable solar solution. Take back your power, produce your own energy, and keep the savings. No rate increase, no equipment to purchase. That's pretty good. No installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles. You know, maybe I should check it out. Maybe I can work it out of this apartment here. But if you're interested in solar power at your home, there is the solution. Join-the-solution.com or call 866-276-3975. Another 800 number is the number here if you want to call in and talk to Pat Shannon. That number here, of course, is 800-313-9443. Now, Pat, as I mentioned in your article for American Free Press, you also have put together a very interesting chart, and I wish we could show that chart to our listeners, but we can't. But if they want to see it, they have to check out American Free Press. But I'd like you to describe that chart as best you can, because it really illustrates which of all the presidential candidates really has a genuine grassroots base of support.
Yes, let's see if we can let the mind's eye of the listener see what we're looking at here on page 12 of the current issue. We ask, how much support do the candidates really have? And compilation is the word I'm looking for here members, interested groups, cities, and meetups. Let's see. How can we explain this, Mike? We want to plan.
Well, I'll tell you what, Pat. As you were talking, I was thinking. Now, let's just accept the idea that Rudy Giuliani and Mike Huckabee are right now the Republican frontrunners, at least according to the mass media. So why don't we compare Rudy Giuliani and Mike Huckabee to Ron Paul? I think that really captures the essence of what we're talking about.
Well, yes, it does. But the same thing is true as far as Ron's figures go, which I wanted to show last to show the impact. But they reflect just as strongly against the Democratic candidates, Hillary Clinton and Obama. But what we want to show here is the support nationally that these people have. And this chart shows, for instance, that Hillary Clinton has 43 groups, as you organized groups of people around the country, in her case in 38 different cities, who have meetups. And this could be a coffee clutch, or it could be a big auditorium function where the candidate actually came to speak. But they have held to date 213 meetings or meetups in a total of 38 cities and 43 groups, and Hillary Clinton has 2,368 members, they call them. In other words, committed people who are working for their candidate. And that's the purpose of all these political functions, is to get, of course, more people behind your candidate, the one you're supporting. Interestingly, Hillary Clinton, who's supposed to have been leading so long in Iowa, has only a third of the national support as her number one contender, Barack Obama. He's got 5,600 members in his group, and they've had 682 meetups as compared to 213 for Hillary. So what we want to point out here, we're doing with this chart, is to show that, in particular, Hillary Clinton and Rudy Giuliani, the two that I call the anointed ones of the respected parties, are nothing but media creations. They don't have any national support, and Rudy's is the most pitiful that you can imagine when you look at this chart. Rudy has one group in one city, New York, of course. They've had zero meetups. He's got 48 people nationwide that are actually signed up as a Rudy Giuliani supporter and helper and campaigner. Now think
48.
Of that.
Repeat 48. That.
48. And Mitt Romney's not much better. He's got 61. As compared with Clinton and Obama, 2,300 and 5,600. Now we come along to Mike Huckabee, the one you wanted to speak about. Excuse me. Because you and I were talking this afternoon, and we both, and I think many people around the country, have seen through the political situation, what the media attempt to do. But Huckabee, he's been created here just in the last couple of months because you and I believe, because of Ron Paul's conservative strength. So they're bringing Huckabee out of the shadows and trying to make something big of him, and even got him saying a few of Ron Paul's words. But our readers will see in next week's paper, we have a real powerful article from none other than Mike Piper on this subject, explaining a lot of things, but also a great letter to the editor from a man in Fort Smith, Arkansas, who calls himself a Huckabee watcher
And he's really laying Huckabee open to what a fraud he was as a governor and how he raised taxes. And the unchristian things this great pastor did, reverend, and he's just not very proud of Mike Huckabee whatsoever. But nevertheless, Huckabee's got 4,900 members. They've had 378 meetups in 215 cities. He's got 232 groups.
Well, that sounds pretty impressive thus far.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. And I was surprised to see the organization that Dennis Kucinich had, who's the only real conservative or near-conservative Democrat in the race. And here he's got 2,100 meetings in the 88 cities and 94 groups and 4,700, about the same as Huckabee as far as supporters go. So these are the names of the people, as I explained in my article. These are the ones that the media are going to allow us to see. And so you look at that and you say, oh, boy, that's quite a horse race. Now, all those guys are pretty even. Oh, yeah, the conservatives on each side are kind of even. And, oh, Clinton, Obama, they're the liberal ones. Giuliani, Romney, he doesn't have much. But, whoa, boy, let's see. I wonder who it's going to be. And then bingo. When they forgot to show us what we are, and you and I are about to show the people. Mike, why don't you drop down to the bottom column there, and let me hear you announce what Ron Paul's numbers are.
Well,
you might start on the right side and work to the left.
Well, in terms of the number of members, 83,978. That's versus 48 members for Rudy Giuliani and 4,900 for Mike Huckabee.
Yeah.
I would say that's almost 80,000 more for Ron Paul than for any of the other Republicans. For those who have indicated an interest, not necessarily sign-ups, but people who are interested in Ron Paul, we have 7,862 versus 567 for Mike Huckabee, and all of 27 for Rudy Giuliani. So that means that Ron Paul has oh my God, 7,800 more people interested in him than interested in Rudy Giuliani. Now, Rudy Giuliani only has one group organized around the country for him. Ron Paul has 1,333. That means that Ron Paul has 1,332 more groups than Rudy Giuliani.
That's organizations.
Now, those are local organizations. As far as the cities where these organizations exist, again, Rudy Giuliani has one. Mike Huckabee has 215. You might say, well, that means Huckabee has 214 more than Rudy Giuliani, but Ron Paul has 1,030 cities organized. Now, here is the really interesting figure in terms of the meetups. That is, these meetings where, ranging from a small group of people to a large group of people. Rudy Giuliani hasn't had any. He's had campaign appearances, of course. He's popped in front of the press and gotten all sorts of publicity. Mike Huckabee, however, has actually had 378 meetups. But how many has Ron Paul had? 18,347. That means that he has had roughly, about 18,000 more meetups than Mike Huckabee. So, Pat, I think your article says it all. There is a candidate out there who is reaching the grassroots. There is a candidate out there that people are listening to. They're interested in coming, and they are supporting him and putting their names down in black and white to support this guy, and it's Ron Paul.
And he's got the numbers. You see, these are all volunteer people. He is astounded himself. The candidate Ron Paul is astounded at the way these numbers have come, because these are volunteer workers. These aren't corporations like General Motors and Ford putting the maximum down on their candidate so they can own him.
Well, these figures, when you showed these to me, Pat, I was surprised myself. And I know when people see this article in black and white in American Free Press, it's going to demonstrate to them that there is something going on in this country. There is a real grassroots revolution. But now we're up against the mass media, which controls the vote count. And that's why we have this article, to kind of give people a framework in which to understand what's happening. Now, Pat, we have a couple callers here. I'd like to bring them up. We have Jim from Texas. Jim, come on up.
Mike.
Jim, how are you doing tonight?
Well, I have to admonish you again, because you wasted the first part of your program. You were talking about the dichotomy of how many people can own a newspaper in one city versus a newspaper and a TV station, and it all boils down to, shall we let Sumner Redstone control the city, or perhaps Michael Eisner? It's the same group. They own 96% of the world's media. It makes no difference whether they can own two newspapers and a TV station, or two TV stations and a newspaper. It's irrelevant, immaterial,
well,
and besides that, it don't matter.
Jim, you're right on that point. But you know, imagine if you owned a television station or a newspaper in a major market in Texas, what impact that could have. But see, the thing is, they've set up the program, they've set up the game here to make it possible for the people who already have massive amounts of money just to expand their power, and that's exactly what they want to do, so that they can tell people what to think. Like I said last night on the program, they get a couple people looking up at the sky at nothing, and everybody else starts looking up at the sky at nothing.
But it makes no difference, Mike. These are the inconsequential arguments about, well, we can't allow the Schulzbergers to own more than the New York Times. Well, they shouldn't be allowed to own ABC and NBC, or WABC in New York, as I believe it's called. What difference does it make? It's the same ethnic group that control the whole thing.
Well, I'm not about to argue that point, but, you know, to try to get across to people the fact that there are these major corporations that are buying up more and more amounts of newspapers and radio, I think it's an important point that has to be hammered upon, because people don't realize, that's the thing, most people don't realize that these newspapers and broadcasting networks, they think of these as public utilities that are bringing them the news and information in a benevolent way.
Well, yeah, they think that way, but that's because they have no brains whatsoever. Let's face facts.
Well, that's what we're up against, and that's why, if anything, this point can be driven home to people, that more and more power is being accumulated in the hands of a certain few, and they're the people who are counting the vote.
And to get on to the Ron Paul situation briefly here, the fact that he has so many thousands and thousands of more volunteers, that it proves to me, at least there are several hundred thousand probably people out there that have half a brain, that realize what's going on. But compared to the people that control the media, they're still not going to get anywhere. As I believe it was Stalin or Lenin or someone said, it matters not who votes, it's who counts the votes. That's
what
it boils down to.
You know, in fact, I believe I saw that very quotation on your website, Pat.
No, it's in the article today.
Oh, is that in the... Oh, that's in your
yeah.
article. Okay, all right. Pat, did you have any comments on what Jim had to say?
No, I mean, Jim's right. I mean, well, he's right to a degree, let's put it that way, about who owns it. But I disagree that we cannot have an impact because the people in this case are yelling so loudly from across the country around Paul. It has embarrassed the media that they have ignored him, and they are having to take more drastic measures now. And I tell you, and we've got an article coming next week, but I really fear the most drastic case could be taken in this case, as it has been done against other candidates in the past who threatened the monetary system. And of course, that could be the most dangerous thing that Ron Paul is talking about, is abandoning the Fed. But I fear of what steps would be taken to stop somebody like this, but we just have to pray for divine protection around him, I guess, because we certainly can't pull off.
All right, Tim, I have to move on here. We have another caller I want to bring up before the break. It's Steve from California. Steve, the break is coming up, but I'm going to go ahead and bring you on up here.
All right, Pat. Pat, I had a question for you.
Yes.
I think in the moral sense that Ron Paul has already divorced himself from the traditional two-party dialectic that gives us Giuliani and Huckabee as sock puppets on one side and Obama and Clinton as sock puppets on the other side, and is to, you know, address the issues instead. In your opinion, do you think that we need to have a third party, or can he operate within the confines of the Republican Party and be successful?
Okay, Pat, we're going to a break here in about 10 or 15 seconds, so if you could just go ahead and hold that thought.
Okay.
I will remind the listeners they are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I ask you to stay tuned. We're going to hear Pat Shannon's comments on Ron Paul's future within the two-party system, within or without, I might say. So stay tuned. We'll hear what Pat has to say about that when we come back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, are wrapping up the hour here. We have Pat Shannon aboard. Had a question for Pat Shannon. What's Ron Paul's future?
Yeah, he asked about the two-party system and is Ron where he belongs. Very definitely, I think so. You know, we've had viable candidates, even Ron Paul himself 20 years ago, who attempted to go as a libertarian, and we've had others, Phillips and the independent parties over the years, and you know they get 1 and 2%. It just doesn't work. Even Jefferson didn't like the two-party system, but we got it. You know, and so you got to dance with the one that brung you. And in this case, Ron Paul learned a long time ago that you're going to have to be a viable candidate in a major party. And he has made himself that viable candidate by simply standing on principle and the things that made this country great. And the people are waking up. And that's why he's growing by leaps and bounds, not because the money power is behind him, but because the people, and as Ron himself says, it's the message of freedom that they're responding. So, yes, indeed, I think he is in the right place and maybe at the right time.
You know, I would just add to that, it's very interesting. It appears that even Ron's first money bomb, the one that was so controversial, so to speak, that was actually organized by a grassroots supporter, and it even surprised Ron Paul. So I think the bottom line here is that if we're going to go anywhere, we may not go somewhere in this presidential election, but the groundwork is being laid for something in the future. And you know, as dismal as it always seems, Steve, I think Ron Paul has still nonetheless given us some hope, and that's all we can rely upon at this point, along with our prayers. So
the prayers are the big thing, because you know, as your guest mentioned, divine intervention is the one thing that could give him the last thing that he needs to actually make it over the top and do this. And I think he knows that. And his clinging to and standing firm on his moral sense is what I think will provide the basis in terms of conscience for that divine intervention to actually take place. And if we can back him up with prayer based on that, there's no reason we can't even do it in this election. If not, then, as you say, in the next one.
You know, I guess the best way to wrap that up is to just simply say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Right. Listen, Pat, I thank you for coming aboard tonight. We're definitely going to have you back. I appreciate the callers and apologies to those we couldn't bring up. So with that, I will sign off for now with thanks again to Pat Shannon. Check out his website at patshannon.com. And stay tuned for more good programming right here at republicbroadcasting.org. We'll see you here tomorrow night, God willing.
Thanks, Mike. Good night.
All right. Thanks, Pat.
With 3